Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I look, will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I look, I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun, life is nuts. Why I look,
I look so hard. In the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas. I in the world wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I look, will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I look, I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun, life is nuts. That's why I look, will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I look, I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun, life is nuts. Why I look.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. I thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's kush only. Grind hard. That's the hard push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun, life is nuts. That's why I look, will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I look, I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun, life is nuts. Why I look.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Alex on the line. I do hope that I can talk tonight. Host Golden Fleece on the line as well. What's good?
Yes, yes. Why you say you couldn't talk?
I said I hope I can talk. I did a sip of tea just now, and then I did a quick thing of water.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was a little under the weather, huh?
Definitely down now.
You ain't the only one, homie. Everybody, this weather is crazy right now. This weather is, like, supposed to be spring. It's still cold as shit. It's wild, you know. I'm out here where it's sunny and warm, but I got people in other places like, yo, I was just in a sleeveless shirt. Now I got a jacket on again.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, I was out here, like, we had the shorts and all of that, and now I'm in the winter coat, you know, and it's just crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty bad. I hope you guys are feeling up to speed and 100. We're going to make it through them and make it through tonight just fine. Again, goes down every Wednesday night. We try to come through faithfully, consistently. The station live, you made a piece, global14.com network. So you guys can shoot over there if you like, check it out. But definitely every Wednesday, here we are. Guys, you guys, tonight we actually wanted to have a special guest come through on the line with us, but we may look into rescheduling just because there's just so much hustle and bustle going on right now that that's looking like how it's going to take place. And we definitely want to make sure we get him on the line and we have the time that we need to get into everything that he's done. Kevin Black, previous senior vice president of Interscope Records and many other notable titles. So we definitely want to make sure we have the proper amount of time to get him on the line and also allow you guys the opportunity to speak with him also as well. So hang in, stay tuned. You know, we're going to bring him and a few other people on as well. A lot happened this week. A lot happened this week, so we get to talk about that and news. And then also yes. DJ Conference. Shout out to DJ United Conference, which is probably, again, I'm coming off the rest of that. And then happy birthday, homie. Oh, my gosh. And I talked to you.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Yeah, Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Just relaxed, had a good time, you know, hit the strip club with my homies, you know what I'm saying? And did the guy thing, you know, but definitely blessed, you know what I mean, to still be out here doing the damn thing. Thank God for that, you know what I'm saying? And I had a good time, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, how could I forget? And it was crazy. I'm ripping and running, and I'm like, it's Golden's birthday weekend. I kept remembering that whole weekend. So I'm glad that you had a good time, and I'm sorry I'm just now bringing it up. My goodness, crazy.
It's all good, man. It was so crazy that I was running so much around this weekend myself, and then, you know, one of my boys was just like, yo, your birthday is tomorrow and shit, right? I was like, yeah, it is. Like, you know, sometimes you just you lose the days, you know what I'm saying, and you don't know. And I got a lot of homeboys whose birthdays is in April. We all Aries kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're always getting together, and like we usually wait for my man Tone, which is right after us, where we all go somewhere, whether it be Atlanta, Miami, or wherever, and just really go hard, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we might do Miami next week, you know what I'm saying, for Patone, my joint, my man Bernard's joint. So, you know, we usually do that. So sometimes it's like I forget that mine's is coming up because, you know what I'm saying, we usually wait to all do something, you know what I'm saying? But I had a good one, man. Me and my boy Lack, what you know what I'm saying? We went over there in the strip joint and kind of had a great time, you know what I'm saying? So can't beat that.
Kinda had a great time. I'm sure. That's what's up. I mean, and y'all don't get it twisted. I did text him and shout him out and stuff, but just as far as physically calling and everything, like I'm just getting around to saying it. So yeah, happy birthday. So yeah,
appreciate
it. Yeah. It's definitely great to still be here and moving forward. Definitely a blessing. This weekend, DJ's United Conference took place in St. Louis. Rocky, you too out. ASAP Rocky is way too out. DJ's United took place this weekend in St. Louis. Definitely an adult time. A couple of names that touched down were, again, Kevin Black. Met up with Kevin Black. A couple of other people in the industry behind the scenes. As far as performers, D. Woods came and premiered a new record that was fresh from the engineering, which is her new single. I have to think of the name of the record. Don't Call It Quits. Yeah, Don't Call It Quits was, I believe, the name of the record. Again, fresh, hot off the press. Kelsey Nicole, who was on Couples Therapy with Ghostface Killah, she is out and doing her thing. She had a record. Did a great performance, actually. Wonderful job. Really enjoyed her. The sound feed her sound. It was great for her. She did a couple of, you know, old joints and then performed some new singles as well. You had a whole camp. Jackpot, Corey Guns. Not Corey Guns, Young Guns, sorry. Young Prince.
Were both of them there? But was Chris and Neef there?
I believe it was just Chris. I believe it was just
okay.
Chris. If I missed him, then I missed him. Or I could go back and confirm. I'm pretty sure it's just Chris that was there. Of course, being in St. Louis, where PB and Kiwan came through, had to flag. There was so love, so support. It was just a lot of people. I mean, I could really go on. Glass Malone was there. Shout out to the West Coast. And Charlie Baltimore and B&B, the whole B&B clique, she came through, brought her team. Every one of them was just crazy, phenomenal, on point. Performance-wise, material-wise, everything. Six was out there. It was just some real G's in the place to be. what else? Just a lot of people that worked with Twista, people that wrote records, a guy named Sid Johnson, who's responsible for co-writing the D-Lo's and the Babyface Shoe Cages. I mean, just a lot of people. Also, did some work with Mariah, because, you know, she had some sample work. So, just a lot of people. Along with the DJ's Unite Conference, a conference that takes place, basically all the DJs come together to get the new records at one time. This will be the third year that somebody has gotten a record deal or some type of management label situation just based off their attendance, being there, performing, and catching the idea, attention of someone notable within the industry. So a good look for artists.
That's real dope. I love to hear shit like that. Who were the prior two? Do you remember the names of the prior two got a situation out of it?
Yeah, the first year was the dude, Drizzy Graham. Snapbacks and Tattoos. They were actually responsible for that record being, having its breakthrough experience and him getting his deal right then. So all the DJs there pushed that record. And, I mean, it's genius when you think about it. Sana came out as well last year and got another situation on the table just based on, you know, her performance and being out there. So in her presence and her face. So, there was someone else. I can't remember who else that did something last year, but I did want to mention Shauna just because of the fact that even her being already out there in the spotlight felt like I need to touch down for this and perform and get with the DJs and network and everything. So.
Oh, yeah. It's very important, man. Those are the guys who play your music. You can't sidestep
absolutely.
The DJ. You know what I'm saying? You got to deal with the DJ. And if you got a bunch of them in one place at one time, yeah, that's smart. You need to touch down.
It is. And a lot of them are like CEOs of their coalitions or just really out there making some heavy, prominent moves to where they're able to blast it within their markets. A lot of people from Cincinnati, Chicago. I mean, it was just a great time. So you guys, I believe it'll be in St. Louis next year. Hopefully you guys can put that on your agenda and touch down to that. I do know a friend of mine who performed. He actually has a management situation coming up soon here, and also they did like a DJ beat battle. So homie, I know from my city won that, you know, the whole mix and scratch deal. It's just a good time, so you guys make sure you touch down to these conferences, the ones that you feel will be most beneficial to you, and this one would certainly be a great one to choose and look into. So yeah, that's all I have to say about that. That's the recap real quick.
Yeah, they actually got the Fleet DJs coming up too, right? Aren't they? They're coming
true.
Up soon.
That's true. The Fleet DJs is coming up again in July. I believe it's July 14th or the 16th, something around there, mid July, and that's taking place in Atlanta this year. It's going to be taking place in Atlanta. It's based out of North Carolina. Also, the Core DJs conference is coming up in the next 2 weeks here, in Miami. So. You guys can look forward to that and touch down as well. And then the Apple Tour event, which we talked about before, and haven't really got a chance to break down and get into, but that's going to be here too. And you said Kate Campton's on the lineup now.
Kate Campton signed on. He's going to be out there. Yeah, the Apple Chill in Fayetteville is going to be real big. Anybody in North Carolina or surrounding areas, definitely going to want to check that out. Like I say about that one, I really I like the dynamic of it being mostly, you know, car, bike, and truck enthusiasts, which you can make your fans. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a bunch of artists are going to be roaming around there. These are actual people that, you know, from the military base, from different states that, you know, have, you know, an affinity for car bikes and trucks. And, you know, people love to play music in those, you know what I mean? So any artist, you know, looking to touch down and create a fan base, you know what I mean, actually try to make some of those fans of your music, that's a dope place to do it. Just like when you're touching down the DJs United, you want to make the DJs a fan of your music. So that's a dope place to go. So you always definitely want to, you know, explore more of these DJ United conferences, Aqua Chills, Fleet DJ things, more than just artist showcases, because artist showcases are mostly artists, you know what I'm saying? So they're each waiting their turn to get on stage. But the DJ and the regular fan, that's who you want to get your music in the hands of. So,
that's right.
And it's a lot of them going on. Like Coachella's going on right now.
That's right.
They going crazy out there right now. Everybody's on the West Coast right now for that. So it's always stuff going on, man. And it's like, pencil your calendar. If you can't make one of them, I mean all of them, of course not, just make one of them. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, give yourself time to get out there, have your materials ready, and go try to make an impact.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more, homie. And just, again, you know, tune in and hang out with us Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And just hear what we got going on. Hear what is the information that we bring to you guys, because it's definitely going to be legit and something valuable and a resource to you. As well as our own personal endeavors and services offered. And you guys are more than welcome to inquire via our Twitters at Global14TheCut. And we can plug them at the end as well at Honest254 and at The Golden Fleece with THA Golden Fleece. So, yeah, stay tuned,
guys. Sure.
So, let me see. What's up? What's up? Oh, I want to give a shout out to a guy, Skinny, and member 34, the one that calls in all the time, Cartier. That calls in and listens
yes.
to the show.
Yes.
He was out there performing. He had a wonderful performance. Great record that he took out there. He takes great direction and just, it was wonderful. He was out there at the conference. Not only that conference, but also the one before that, Southern Entertainment Awards. His first two music conferences this year and ever. So I'm
nice.
Very proud of him.
Shout out. Shout him out for, you know, taking the initiative to start attending these things and touching down to meet people, man. That's what you have to do, man. It's not going to fall in your lap. So shout out Cartier Music. He got some dope music anyway, so he keeps on forging ahead that way. He'll be all good.
Absolutely. So shout out to him, and then also Skinny, a guy that hopefully will get his music here uploaded. We can introduce you to him, but he's a great kid. He just looks like a star, so that's always a great thing. But definitely fun records, and hope to be able to play a record of his tonight. So yeah, so let's take a quick break and then come back with news. And yeah, also Kevin is moving around because of the Coachella thing also. So again, it's just hard to get people sitting down these days. There's so much going on. It's a busy quarter right now, but hey, we're going to get him on the line, Kevin Black, for sure. We have him locked in. He's all set. So let's quick break and then actually come back with news. And
a lot going
yeah,
on.
I don't really have
a lot going on in pop culture.
It is a lot going on. And I'm so sorry, guys, if I sound really, really bad, because I feel like I sound horrible. No,
you're actually good. I'm actually running around like I'm sounding. It's so crazy. We always say that, and then we listen back. We're like, all right, we sounded fine, but not. I actually lost my good headset, gotta go get another one. Yeah, so I gotta go get another one. So, pardon me if I sound kind of crazy, but I'll be back on point next week.
Of course, you're safe. No, of course, you're always safe. Me, I have a headset in right now, but I feel like I am just struggling to breath. I'm like, yes, it's break time, so. That's pretty sad, but
we gonna come back and talk about shower rods and all that shit. So,
oh wow,
you know, everybody already knows that she took over the internet. So we gotta talk about it. She took over the internet, and everybody knows we had an interview that went viral with her last year.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's kind of like, wow, we gotta talk about family, because you know. She set it ablaze last year for us talking about Jocelyn and Stevie J, but now we gotta kind of see if
see
we agree
up.
With what Mimi did. But we'll get into that when we come back.
Oh snap! Okay, well I'm gonna actually play something, "Blessing in Disguise," Rick Ross features Scarface and Zero, just because it's here and ready to go. So it's a dope record too. All right, Global Pussy and Cut back with the news.
Just enough for the city, so I get by. Money never changed how I felt when I risked my life for a dollar, homie. Nah, I don't think so. Greed breeds jealous niggas out here when we're in info. Catching niggas slipping, put a bullet in his tempo. Owe me, it's the same rules. Money talks tempo. My tempo, call it what I'm living like, the high life. Homie, if he knew what I had to do to keep my mind right. I tell you, I got 20-20 hindsight. See it in the distance, hieroglyphics. The rhyme type, my mind like, game recognize that, real recognize real, still 45 strip underneath the white tee, Zimmerman get shot down, hero, it ain't nothing but a sandwich, call the cops now, fuck the police, stop running, white boys terrorize, nigga neighborhoods, gunning, down to innocent, in the beginning is, you was doing 50 in the 35, the ending is, you fit the description of a subject in this incident, we gon' have to a blessing in disguise if you ask me. I was just about to hit the highway with my last key. Could it be that maybe God has intervened, spared my life like he did so many times in between. A half a block away from the crime scene, a minute earlier and that was me, think. I've been knowing Raw since he was Teflon. Same nigga now as back then, nothing stepped on. Dope man, dope man, yelling. Younger still is rock hard. Sell it. Aroma so loud that you can smell it. Death to them niggas getting caught going telling.
Every time I turn around, y'all got something to say about me. But y'all don't know a damn thing about me. Just what you see, that's what you judge me on. Every time I turn around, the guilty be pointing fingers at me. Homie, I'm just trying to be all I can be. But not for free.
Can't even believe this day here, my nigga. I remember us sitting in the parking lot talking about getting money. Cracks in the wall, standing in a puddle. Sunny South Florida, cold motherfucker. Ready for a war, barely wanna talk. Bally's on my nigga as they walking back and forth. Makes you wanna hustle, take care of all my brothers. Raymond passed away, did something for his mother. It never is enough, try to show her that I love him. We were fishing, buddy, breed the dog, split the puppy. Bitches on the wall, bitches we done robbed. Niggas getting robbed, only shit that we can solve. We all wanna get it, ball for a minute. Except collect calls, tell our dogs that we did it. Plenty money orders, that what Uncle Kenny taught us. Keep your face clean when you out here bending corners. Always keep in mind, you fall in love 1,000 times. Regardless what we went through, I'm still right here by your side. Artificial homies, worse than the agents, where you parking all your cars. They wanna know the payments. Rose petals dripping on the casket. Baby boy done grew into a basket. On that lean, you know I fuck a fantastic. Work white as Rita Ora in that plastic. Took shots, shed tears, that's war. Bust bottles on yacht, stand tall. Catch a case, don't talk, that's raw. Scarface, Rick Ross, big bars. Big boys, Scarface, Rosé, we big boys.
And every time I turn around, y'all got something to say about me. But y'all don't know a damn thing about me. Just what you see, that's what you judge me on.
All right. Welcome back to Google 14, Rick Ross, Blessing in the Sky, featuring Scarface and Zero. So a little Florida, a little Texas, you know, all together. So let's see, news. Like you said.
Pop culture, man. You know, it's something always going on with pop culture, man. But, yeah, this is a little bit crazy because it's kind of like, you know, we did a nice interview with Mimi Foster of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta last year, one that kind of went viral on all the blogs simply because of how real she was keeping it in regards to Stevie J and Jocelyn and, you know, basically talking about how Jocelyn, you know, is a real prostitute, a whore, things of that nature, and if Stevie wants to be with that, then it's all good. But now it seems to be coming all full circle right now for Mimi Foss as far as the things she put out to the media last year, because it seems like she has contradicted herself by putting out a sex tape. And everybody's main gripe about this is like, okay, Mimi, all the stuff you said last year about Jocelyn and how she was a hoe for money, this and that, and you have a daughter, a small daughter, which we all know about, you know, storyline on the show that you know about Stevie J and Stevie J and Mimi's daughter. So now, you know, this wild sex tape comes out where Mimi and her new boyfriend on the show, Nico, is pretty much going at it. And they're pretty much doing everything that you can do, hanging from shower rods and all types of different things. I'm sure if you have Instagram or Twitter, you were bombarded by the different memes that people were putting out, the different videos. Yeah. So, you know, when we saw it, we were like, wow, you know what I'm saying? This is a friend of the show. But we couldn't help but say, you know, people started asking us like, oh, wow, remember that interview you did? She completely contradicted all of that stuff. Yeah. Now she's doing this type of stuff for money and she has a little daughter. What do you guys think about it? So let's talk about it. First of all, I want to get it from the woman's perspective. Honest, what do you think about seeing what Mimi has done and what's your take on it?
You know, most certainly, like I said, you know, the minute that all this hit my inbox, it was as if I had the personal scoop on it. You know what I mean? And as you as well, like, people were like, hey, what's going on? You know, you did the interview. Y'all did the interview. She said this and that, calling her stripper, you know, prostitute, et cetera, et cetera. I just said, well, you know, I really didn't have any words and anything to say in reference to it. And I kind of, to be honest, it's kind of how I feel now. I really don't have much to say on it other than I will say I am surprised at the decision that was made. I hope that when she decided to make this decision, that it was one that she truly had the opportunity and time to sit down and think about before, you know, being, I'm not going to say being forced, but before being led to make this decision. I honestly cannot speak on as far as if she was right or wrong, but I definitely think that when it comes to the interview that she did with us and then morals, and then being her young daughter, that it should have been something that, let's really, really think about this, money or not, let's really, really sit down and try to think, is this the best route, best solution? And then it's after all of that, the tape and the, you know, everything that comes with that was still, in fact, the best outcome and solution for her, then that's what it was. I personally did not press play on the tape. Because I'm just kind of not into those type of things, even if it is. I just don't want to see her in that light, rather, you know what I mean? I'd rather not see her in that light. And then also, I don't want to get involved in the hype of it all. And also, I didn't have to. I mean, There were memes, like you said. There was videos, pictures. But, I mean, I really didn't have to press play because it was all out there for me to see anyway. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, definitely. You know, there was no staging it. There was no staging it. So, again, I really don't have a personal, it's just, it, like I said, I definitely was unsurprised and shocked. Given, again, mm-hmm. this is just based upon our conversation with her and, you know, how we had come to communicate and know and understand her views and outlook on life. But people's views change, and for whatever reason, she was led to feel this was her option and she wanted to take it, and for whatever reason, and, you know, she did. And so, you know, that's just my mm-hmm. opinion on it. I'm not really in a place where it's just one of those decisions. You know, you just know that when you make this decision, this will be something that you'll have to endure and deal with, you know, while you remain here and your family as these days are to come. So you just have to know what comes with, you know, all of this. And then if you're fine with that and you want to load that burden and be the one to have to explain your actions, then that's fine. Because I don't have to explain them, you know? It won't be me.
No,
so.
I get it. I mean...
So that's how... That's
you
how
know, the crazy thing about it is that it's an adult decision. So it's
right.
really nothing to be scrutinized if they felt that they wanted to do this.
Right.
Listen, they're adults, but
yeah.
at the same time, I think the backlash regarding it is because of her stance
right.
prior, and like
exactly.
I said, everybody's entitled to, you know, change their mind about things, but Mimi's big thing was how Stevie was going to be seen by his daughters and
right.
by his kids, in that
right.
he was disgusting for being that person on camera, because that means he doesn't give a shit about his kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that resonated with a lot of us and a lot of other people that heard the interview or heard what she said it on any other interview. You know,
right.
that was really the main subject for why she's
right.
disgusted by Stevie's actions and what he was doing, simply
right.
because he has kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you look at that part of it, then it's like a total 360 degrees, because now it's just like she jumped
it's
into
whatever.
The Stevie pot. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
is doing exactly what she thought was disgusting that he did. Now...
Yeah.
Is she a grown woman and she could do what she wants? Of course she is. Nico can do what he wants. Everybody
right.
can do what they want. But a lot of people had Mimi's back because of the morals and the integrity
That's
of
right.
what she was saying, and they agreed with her. Like, you know, I know reality show is reality TV, but at the same time, still got to think, you got daughters that seeing you acting like a hoe. You know, and these are
yeah.
her actual words, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
people said, you know what, Mimi's right. Stevie need to chill out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people didn't know how many kids Stevie had, you know what I'm saying?
That's
they thought
true.
That they just had the girl with Mimi, but he has
yeah.
other children. So that's when people
yeah.
were like, you know what, yeah, Stevie needs to chill. But of course, all the dudes were like, Stevie's the man. But the ladies
yeah.
were like, Stevie needs to chill. But now that's all thrown out the window for her. Like, she can't
yeah.
can't say or stand on that
no.
Message anymore, because now, you know, she has a baby girl that's growing up as well, and she's swinging from shower rod to having sex. Like I
yeah.
said, it's not a right or wrong thing with me, because she can do whatever the hell
right.
she want, and that's her
right.
life. But
right.
if she really meant and felt what she said about Stevie and what he did prior on the seasons before, with acting like the whore on the show, then it's kind of like, now whatever she says you're going to take with a grain of salt, because it's
absolutely.
Like, you know, Mimi, we don't dislike you. We don't condemn you for what you did. You're a grown-ass woman. You could do what the hell you want to do. But the words that come out your mouth, ooh, maybe we can't take it like we used to. You know what I'm saying? Because you kind of contradicted yourself completely and went against what you believed in.
Yeah, I mean, well, like you said, it was a 360. And then again, it's just not that anyone is pointing and saying same, yet and still, you know, we just have to now, when you say things, you know, it is what it is. You said it, and then that's it. We can't really pump it up and run with it and be...
Not at all.
And that's
it brings a bigger
that's
question.
What it comes down to.
It brings a bigger question, though, because when you have kids and you are adults, you have to think about your kids. Now, there's rumors surfacing on the internet that Mimi only got a mere $125,000 for this tape. So nobody really knows what's in her pockets. Nobody should be pocket-watching. But if that's the case, is all of that worth it? Because it's not promoting your kid. What Stevie does on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta ain't for his kids. What Mimi does on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is not for their kids. So it's for them. You know what I'm saying? Now the money they may make off the show goes to help the kids, you know what I'm saying, as far as their life
Absolutely.
Is concerned.
Absolutely.
But now you got the show coming out. They dropped the sex tape. Love & Hip Hop of Atlanta is like signage is around the tape. Like, it just seems like it was so thought out that it was like, well, damn, that had to be for the bread. And then people are saying, Mimi put out a statement like, if you ain't paying my bills, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
So now,
well,
is it for the money? Like, is everything everybody's doing for the money? Or is somebody going to say, you know what, that ain't even worth it?
Yeah, well, I think at some point you definitely, especially being an adult or a mother, at some point you definitely have to say, okay, well, what is the worth and what is in measure that with your morals and with yourself, and then, you know, balance and have a balance, you know. But then again, if you feel like, you know, some people sometimes they make decisions and they think they'll be able to handle what comes with it, and then they realize they're in too deep and they can't handle what comes with it, and they weren't prepared and they didn't think about this part. So getting the money and thinking, okay, yeah, I'm going to take care of my family and this is going to be this and that, or whatever the situation is, that may be great for that short-term time, but then is it worth, you know, the long-term? And what else could I have done to not done this? So it just goes back to self-worth. It goes back to the person. It goes back to, you know, I almost want to say and be almost 100% that if he were still with Stevie J, although he wasn't the best, that this may have not taken place. I want to say that this probably would have not been the decision made had she had been with him a little bit longer. So again, it goes to back to the person, self-worth, self-respect, and choices and decisions that you want to make. And if you can handle them and live with them and you're fine with that and yourself at the end of the day, then that's fine. But don't expect anybody else to not call you on it or say something about it when you were such a strong advocate to be against the very thing that you're doing. You know, it's no different from when the pastors and or the preachers are, you know, saying what they're saying, and then you find out, hey, this person, you know, the story comes out of what they've been doing, you're not going to be the happiest, you know? Yes, you'll forgive
right.
them or whatever, but you're not going to be, you know, you can no longer sit back and listen to that pastor or that preacher and listen to them in the same light that you did before if they're still in practice, you know, at that point. So, again, it's just, you know, back to the person, self-worth, self-respect, and, you know, you just have to go from there. You know, obviously, you know, it'll be at the hands of.
Oh, we would. You know, listen, we wish everybody well. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
We hope that, you know what I'm saying, everybody, you know, prospers and does their thing. You know what I'm saying, Nate?
Yeah.
We not hating on it. You got to call a spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? You got to call it how it is. You know, once these people get sucked up in these reality television show, pop culture, tornadoes, you know, a lot of people lose their integrity. You know what I'm saying? And when you find somebody, you know, preaching one thing one day and then, you know, doing something next, you know, you see it change people because
it can. Hey, you're kind of going out a little bit there. Hello?
Portia from the Housewives of Atlanta.
Portia
Williams.
Uh-huh.
Portia Williams was Cordell Stewart's wife from the Housewives of Atlanta. And they got a divorce all on reality TV, you know what I'm saying? And very, very beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying? But now here comes the breast implants, here comes the music videos, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I heard somebody say, okay, like when she first got on here, she was talking about being a church girl. She was talking about being a great wife to her husband. She was talking about Black history and not – you know, doing anything to hurt her grandfather's legacy, which was a Black historian, you know, a guy that's very, very influential in the civil rights movement. But now it's like a year or two in, here come the boobs, here come the, you know, everything else. So it's like some people seem like they can't help but get sucked up in that shit.
Yeah, seem easily influenced. Going back to that person, you know, that individual, you know, some people, you know, and I hate to go this left with it, but, you know, people who know they can't handle their liquor, you know what I mean? They won't go. You have some who know where their limit is, and then they fail, and they're good, and then you have some who don't. And, you know, they make decisions and that they regret, and sometimes... those can be permanent decisions and, you know, choices that are made, temporary choices can be permanent situations. So,
and it's all money, you know. I mean, when you start putting yourself out there on these shows, your looks are what make you money. You know, how you stay up to par is what makes you money. So you're going to see the ass implants come. You're going to see the titties implants come. You're going to see the weave get longer and stronger. You're going to see the eyelashes get crazier. Like, everything is about sustaining the look because now they want you. You know, shit just gets crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people, if you're an advocate for reality TV and you love it, it's always entertaining. I watch it all the time. I can't front. Very entertaining to me, but I can also see the side where people get involved in this and they get caught up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They get caught up because there's no way that if you cared about what's going on in your kid's life and how they're going to be ridiculed and things for the stuff that you do, you know what I'm saying? If you thought about that, then some of these things I think these people are doing on these reality shows, they would not do.
Right. For the ratings and whatnot. I agree. I would love just to put a name out there of one in particular, but saw how she was the first episode, and now I'm seeing her now. And it's like her character almost was going to be irrelevant, but then she started doing things that I'm just like, wow, this is a little extra.
Who's and
now
that?
She, no, I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to do it.
Okay.
Not for Vine or for Facebook. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to tell you. I think I've already told you before, but it's just because it's irrelevant. I don't even want to bring her to light, but she's certainly someone, this character who I saw a change in just from the outside looking in, and then we saw her in person. So this just goes to show, yes, it was the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta crew, and it was just like, wow, you're doing all of this, you know?
Yeah,
so
you know what?
We're
not trying to get on our soapbox about it, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
not at all.
We just talking about it, but at the same time, it is what it is. It's a question that is it's a question right now that is really, really prevalent because these shows keep growing. You know,
yeah,
I think Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is now in L.A. Love and Hip Hop period is now in L.A. I think it's going to be in Texas.
Houston.
And you got
yeah,
a lot of African-American people online saying, oh, my God, these shows are killing us. Like, this shit is ruining our children. Like, we got to get this shit off the air. Then there's other people that's like, I can't wait till that shit come back. That shit is really entertaining. But we always have to remember that there's real lives involved. This ain't no acting. Like, people are swinging on shower rods. People are having threesomes, you know what I'm saying? And their kids are going to be able
married.
To see all this. People are you know, cheating and, you know, all the shit that goes on in a regular movie, except it's actually a real person's life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
it's really
a fine
have a
line.
Problem. I really have a problem with people, you know, suppose something is staged and whatnot for whatever reason. It's still, like you said, at the end of the day, a real life and a real person and real consequences that come with whatever was, you know, staged or whatever was options and decisions and choices were made at that time. So it's just a trip. You know, people are saying that Benzino got shot on purpose for ratings, and I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm not going to get into that with him.
If Benzino got shot on purpose at his own mother's funeral, then Benzino would be the worst nigga walking on this earth. He would be the worst nigga walking on this earth. I do not believe that Benzino did that shit
on purpose
at all.
Not for a second. I plan to marry my mother, and then somebody comes and does this on the day. I'm done with that. So,
that's real family drama, because we know his nephew or cousin, I think it was his nephew, shot him. That's real shit. Like, they just filmed for, you know, they filmed him in the hospital and shit, but that's real.
Absolutely. I don't even want to, it pissed me off to see that. We have a mutual friend that said that too, by the way, kind of said it was fake and tried to brainwash people, but I'm over him.
Well, we're going to get out of that. That's the end of the reality TV show shit.
That's it.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on real quick to another topic. Let's see. I wanted to talk about Outkast at Coachella.
Yes.
One of my favorite groups of all time.
Yeah.
This is actually 20 years anniversary of Outkast, and man, Big Boy and Andre then left a stamp on the industry. I mean, hit after hit, albums that were amazing, but they got a shifty response about their Coachella performance. A lot of people thought Andre 3000 wasn't into it at all. He had his back turned to the crowd for a few of the songs, and they basically were just like, yo, what's up with y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, damn, you know, if you, I love, you know, we freaking love Outkast, especially Andre and Big, like, them dudes are the, come on. But then, you know, you don't get to see Andre 3000 perform all the time. So when you finally do, and he just got his back to you, that shit is kind of crazy. Now, this wasn't for the whole performance. They did a lot. For Hey Y'all, but like during Hey Y'all, which is one of his mega hits, like his back was turned to the crowd like the whole time.
Yeah.
What would you think if you paid to go see Outkast and that happened? How would you feel?
I probably would have said, like, turn around. Wait, I would have been pressing, you know, because I hate when local artists do that, you know, or unsigned artists have their back, or they rap to each other, and not to the, you know, the audience. I mean, it's okay to get a quick break and pump each other up and all of that kind of stuff, but I eventually want you to come back to me, the audience, the fan. So I wouldn't have been too pleased, but, you know, I definitely love Outkast, but I don't know if I would have been pleased with that as well, either. I mean.
Well, you know, shout out to Outkast, man. People don't get to see them together a lot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, man, hopefully Big Boy and Andre's. Well, I'm just really and truly, I just hope Big Boy and Andre's relationship is good. You know what I'm saying? I hope that them brothers are still great friends. We all know Andre went through a lot, man. He lost both his parents, like, last year, which is kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying? So, and we all love Outkast, man. I just hope them guys' relationship, there's no tainted, friendship there, because we want to see them brothers do another album, but a lot of people are talking, saying that, we were expecting more. So, it is what it is. Another 20th anniversary Coachella concert, Nasty Nas, 20th anniversary of Illmatic, one of the most revered MCs to ever touch a mic. I watched that show as well, loved it. He brought out Jay-Z, he brought out Diddy. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's just a lot of shit that people are seeing, 20-year anniversaries, and you got to just tip your hat to people that have been in the game 20 years and still rocking crowds like this. You know what I'm saying? You really do.
That's right. Keeping staying fresh, staying innovative. It's just things. It's definitely a tilt your hat, hats off. Congrats. It's a big thing. It's a huge deal. Huge deal. And hope to see them for many more years to come. Definitely an exciting time. I also think it's dope to be able to watch things like Coachella from the comfort of your own home, whereas in that was not always the case. So I'm really enjoying social media, being able to partake and invite people into the Coachellas and the hot 97 summer jams and, you know, all of these events that take place that normally you would not be able to see. So I think it's great.
You gotta love it. You got to love it, man. I know I do. Because some things you just can't catch everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
So shout out to everybody at Coachella. Shout out to everybody checking out the 20th anniversary concerts. Enjoy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's going on all week. What else? We talked about something else. What else happened that we were going to speak
about?
We
did mention something else. My boy, August.
August Alsina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me say this. Well, for those of you that don't know, that may not have seen it, August Alsina was on 106 in Park, and right now he has a problem or a feud or whatever you want to call it, an issue with Trey Songz, and he spoken on it in different interviews, saying he's just not rocking with Trey Songz right now. That's it. So apparently he told 106 in Park that he did not want to have any of these questions come up while he was on there yesterday. Well, what happens? He gets up on the stage and one of the hosts, the young lady, asks him about Trey. And he pretty much told her, so you're just going to do exactly what I told you not to do. I told you not to ask me that shit when I came up here. So he cursed at her. And everybody was like, oh, shit, like, he really meant that shit. But my response when I saw that shit, it was like, I would have did that same shit. Like, if I just told you not to ask me that shit and y'all agreed, then I got in front of the cameras and you asked me that shit, I would curse at your ass, too.
Absolutely. Let me tell you this. I'm glad we get to do this and I get to have a forum to say what I'm going to say. Look, first of all, when they show the clip and whatnot, a lot of people didn't show the full clip. It doesn't matter. Just from that little clip alone, I was like, that's what you get, you know? But then I know that there's sometimes when, you know, they just pass the team the questions. They don't really know, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, it looks like when you watch the full video, I believe her name is Tisha Shante or something like that. But when you watch the full video and the full, you know, just what was said after, he said, I told you not to ask me that just now. He said, well, you know, fans want to know, and blase, blase, and if you don't want to answer, then that's fine. He says, I don't, you know, so he didn't continue to curse her out or just be wild. He just said, I already told you, I don't want to talk about it. Now, even with our guests here on the show, before they come on, during when we're in the planning stages or even the day of, we always say, hey, is there anything that we cannot discuss? Do you need a prerequisite? Or is there anything we could not discuss that you don't want to talk about? And then they'll say, yeah, I don't want to talk about this. Or I don't want to talk about that. Remember when we even had like Mimi on and Benzino and we said, hey, is there anything y'all don't want to say? You know, you always give your guests are supposed to feel welcomed and comfortable in your home, rather. So why would you make somebody feel uncomfortable purposely? And the fact that when she did continue to press for the information, that let me know that she just wanted to be the one to go against the grain, like August said. So you just don't go against the grain because I just said, don't ask me that. So that leads me to believe that she knew exactly that he said not to say it. Regardless of the team or whatever, we can't put it on that because he just said no. Even if she didn't know, he said no right then, and she still kept trying to get the information. And to me,
that's not professional.
It's not.
Young lady seems like a nice young lady. But she had to expect. It's kind of like she didn't believe it. She was like, you ain't real. I'm gonna keep asking you this till I get my answer. Well, you got your answer, and this shit went viral. So, you can't keep poking and prodding at some shit that people are tired of talking about, especially when it's an issue between two young men. You know, you have to respect his wishes. If he doesn't want to fuel the fire,
then let that be.
Your
phone is kind of
trying to get your lips out of him.
Yeah, she really was. Your phone was kind of going in and out just now. But, you know, again, I just really found that to be just totally a form of disrespect and a form of disregard for his wishes, his preferences as being the guest on that show. He was there to talk about his album and nothing more. And that's it. You know, if you wanted to mention that was a record he had with him, that's fine, because he knows that record's still getting airplay, and that's fine. But my number one thing also is he's already addressed this several times. How many times are we going to ask him the same question? It's just like T.I. Like, he was really done with people saying, you know, you went back to prison. You went back to prison. He was like, and one more person. He was like, this is the last time I'm going to address this. And they don't want to deal with it no more. And how many times do you make somebody talk about something over and over and over again? It just goes to show your lack of creativity, your lack of concern. It just questions your skills as the interviewer or as a person, as a media, when you can't think of anything else but to ask but this one simple question that he's already asked everybody. Why not ask a question that nobody has asked? That it should be the most genius thing to do. Let him deal with his fans, you know? So I just, that's what she gets. That's what they get.
That's pretty simple. I mean, I think she got what she asked for, you know?
I'm proud of him for himself.
Yeah, it was just quick 15 minutes of fame for her that she probably didn't want. But at the same time, hopefully, you know, they keep doing their thing on 106 in Park. August keeps doing his thing. But, you know, sweetheart, somebody tell you don't talk to me or ask me that, you might want to fall back from talking to him by asking him that. You know what I'm saying?
It really is
just like that simple. You know what I'm saying?
It really is. He's a person, and he said no, and no means no, period. So that's it. that's
well,
it.
That's really all I wanted to talk about on the show today. Or, you know, or we discuss. If you got something else on your mind, let me know. I may have missed
I had nothing else. That was it. That was perfect. Actually, thank you for allowing me my couple minutes to rant. I can hardly speak and breathe, let alone. But I definitely wanted to get that
man,
out of here.
It's been a long weekend, you know what I'm saying? So everybody forgive us. But got a lot of great stuff coming up, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be checking, letting you guys know, you know, to check in with us for these different guests that we got coming up, you know what I'm saying, different things that we're going to implement, so on and so forth. But I think this one, we could put a wrap on it.
Absolutely, certainly a wrap. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, wow. Make sure you follow Twitter. I knew I wouldn't go make it without really tripping up tonight. At Global Force.
You
school.
Good,
that's
you
my...
good.
At Global Force, I'm going to shout out to staff, Lamont, holding it down as always.
Yes, yes.
And you guys can follow me at Onyx254 on Twitter and also on Global 14 and on Instagram as well. Keep taking pictures, but I do have an IG, so hold me up.
Yeah, holler at me at The Golden Fleece, T-H-A, Golden Fleece, and hit me up on Global 14, same thing, Golden Fleece without the the, T-H-A, just Golden Fleece. But yeah, find us, man, connect with us, and check in with us every Wednesday, man. We do it
that's
every
right.
Wednesday.
That's right, and next week we will premiere some new music from you guys. That took place at DJ United Conference, also from Golden Camp. I want to play, we got to get those methods in what is his name? I know his name. We got to get some more records from that area. I'll get with you on that. But we have one that we can actually write out to tonight. It is Rose Royce, Lizzy, featuring Twister, K-Camp, Jermaine, and Pretty Little Scrappy. This is the remix to Goddamn.
Goddamn.
So go ahead and play this. That's right. I feel like I just said it almost wasn't a curse word, but it was. So, hey, it is.
But you can't go any further because he says the bitch wanna fuck. God damn. So you can't say nothing. You can't say nothing.
I love
you gotta stop it, God damn, and that's it.
Yeah, that's right, I do. And I have to make sure I go back and get back right because I let someone take me out of character this past weekend, but it's okay. He was being a loser, so I had to let him know what was up, right? But I'm
shout
back.
Out to the loser.
Shout out to that loser for sure. I'm back, though. Like, I never left. And, yeah, this is the record. So you guys catch this next week, next Wednesday. Thank you so much.
One love.
DJ Smalls exclusive. Yeah, shot, I'm trying to get you back to the goddamn, you know what I'm talking about? Cause, shit. Look, man, a lot of y'all niggas don't even understand what the fuck niggas talking about, cause y'all don't talk like that, goddamn. Get that ATS shit, goddamn. Bring the cops on.
You still wanna fuck, goddamn. Jugging for the check, goddamn.
Yeah.
All in Magic City, goddamn.
Goddamn.
Goddamn. Pull up in the right, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn. Chanel on my body, goddamn. 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 You still wanna fuck, goddamn. Jiggle for the check, goddamn. All in Magic City, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. Pull up in the ride, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn.
Hey, count.
Chanel on my body, goddamn.
Link up.
Goddamn, goddamn.
Okay, he said he wanna feed the goddamn. What I smoke is illegal, goddamn.
Southern
riding
smoke.
In a two-seater, goddamn. Got the big head, NBA jam. Ooh. We steady passing that gas, cool. Your girlfriend say I'm too hot, cool. Word around town, I'm a dog, roof. I ain't really worried about y'all. Ooh, hooked up with my nigga Royce, ooh. I'ma turn these niggas up a little. Flow sick, take me to the hospital. Hold on, nigga, let me get him. Goddamn, goddamn,
goddamn.
You a lame nigga, just friend. But I don't know who I am. Okay, count, nigga, goddamn. Your bitch all on my line. Yeah, you know that she ready. The way she ride it, I swear I wasn't even ready. No, a nigga ain't lying. That he post who I am. All I know is they true. Goddamn, goddamn, damn.
You bitch wanna fuck, goddamn. Jiggle for the check, goddamn. All up in the city, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. Pull up in the right, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn. Chanel on my body, goddamn. goddamn, goddamn. Pop your pussy, goddamn. Pop your pussy, goddamn. You wet as fuck, we in the private room. I might slide it in, you goddamn. I'm a nasty nigga, goddamn. I'm a nasty nigga, goddamn. If you pie as fuck, don't talk to me when you pass a nigga, goddamn. Might post my number on the last pic of your Instagram, goddamn. I text her, she at Filey, she like, pull up, goddamn. We lead the club, she hungry, our time is, goddamn. That's good food, goddamn. Organic food, goddamn. Buffet, gold grill, wipe me down, goddamn. 40 ounce, Benadryl, that swag shit, goddamn. Joy Ridge, GLC, that Tiana shit, goddamn. It's Rolls Royce, goddamn. Give me thong, bitch, goddamn. Bitch, yeah, wanna fuck, goddamn. Jiggle for the check, goddamn. All the major city, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. Pull up in a ride, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn. Chanel on my body, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. You bitch wanna fuck, goddamn. Jiggle for the check, goddamn. All the major city, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. Pull up in a ride, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn. Chanel on my body, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn.
Porsche Panamera, goddamn. With the Lambo when the Lena got down. Fella full of Hannah, handling the hammer like an animal. And I'm the man up in the phantom, goddamn.
Miss
a house on the twist, goddamn. Cause I got your house on my wrist, goddamn. She was sucking shit with the mouth on the dick. So the whip, not the mouth on the dick, goddamn. Pop this like give me charge, goddamn. Why you acting like you hard, goddamn. If you want some action, we can make it happen in the yard. We can get it cracking like a car, goddamn. Lay out a pound on the mat, goddamn. Smoke her back to back, goddamn. Hit it from the back, she was doing this, she was doing that. Cause she was out for flat, goddamn.
They don't know what could it be to make it feel so vividly and haters overlooking me. Cause they don't wanna give it to me anymore, what should it be? I think you wanna kill it free, afraid of a butchery. I bet they gon' remember me and make them throw the book at me. Cause they wanna consider me a danger, so they putting me out as a public enemy and taking me a book of me. Cause I'm under the industry, goddamn.
You be the one to fuck, goddamn. Jiggle for the check, goddamn. All the major city, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. Pull up in a ride, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn. Chanel on my body, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn.
They call me Calabar Shotter. Where it all got started, goddamn. I hate bitches taking pictures in the club all night when the nick come to party, goddamn. Standing on the table, goddamn. Steady getting paper, goddamn. Trying to reason motherfuckers started moving out here to get closer to the man, goddamn. One of the best when y'all niggas don't want it. This shit, I had to get on it. Cause they go hard in the motherfuckers, don't it? Hard in the motherfuckers, don't it?
Hey, hey.
Niggas know about this, man. They steady cuffing they lady. But at the end of the night, she still end up in the back of a nigga Mercedes. Give me hair from Southside, it's greatest. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm faded. I seen the text since a friend. And the text that bitch we made it. Real, real rough, goddamn. Everybody know the boy, goddamn. Y'all know what it is when I do a remix. The whole world gon' be bouncing, goddamn. Hey.
Bitch, all on my line. Yeah, you know that she ready. The way she ride did it. I swear I wasn't even ready. No, a nigga ain't lying. Tell these folks who I am. All I know is they true. Goddamn, goddamn, damn.
You be the one to fuck, goddamn. Jiggle for the check, goddamn. All of Major City, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. Pull up in the right, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn. Chanel on my body, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn.
It's grenade, you feel naive. Swimming in the coop with a bit naive. I do what I do, I'm the shit naive. Ain't got your main girl riding on my dick naive. Spin to the south, goddamn. Got my name in your mouth, goddamn. Ever since I came out, I'm the one they talk about. Put that money in my mouth, goddamn. I know that you see me, goddamn. I'm all in your TV, goddamn. You know I got shooter, goddamn. Got a whole life, who the goddamn? They don't play my shit, but I'm still rich. Don't let a nigga fool you, goddamn. Yeah, they want me to slow up. I'm like, nah, bitch, you can't hold up.
Goddamn, niggas hating on me. I'm still in the streets trying to make this money. Goddamn, niggas hating on me. I'm out in the streets trying to make this money.
Goddamn, you wanna fuck, goddamn. Jiggle for the check, goddamn. All the major city, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. Pull up in a ride, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn. Chanel on my body, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. You bitch wanna fuck, goddamn. Jiggle for the check, goddamn. All the major city, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn. Pull up in a ride, goddamn. Got two yellow with me, goddamn. Chanel on my body, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn.
Join the only movement that's smoking now at www.